Mini episode 921 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 921 and our preview of NFL Week 13. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 9-7 last week, 3-0 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 88-84-2, 21-14-1, and 8-4 on the year in those categories. On Thursday night, the reeling Cowboys host the Redskins at Jerry World, laying 1.5. Dallas's spike has been far more pronounced lately, sans Elliott, so we look for them to get blown out. In the Battle of the Bays, Green hosts Tampa in a game that started at Pick'em and now has Green Bay -1. The pack seems to be picking up even without Aaron Rodgers, while the Bucks cannot say the same, so we'll take the home team. Two dome teams clash in a potential playoff preview when the Vikings come to the ATL getting 2.5. It doesn't always work, but we have a tendency when a team is on a long winning streak to go against them when they face another top team, so we'll be on the Falcons. In the Mitch Trubisky Bowl, the Niners and Bears square off at Soldier Field with the home team laying 3 down from 4.5 at the open. The Chicago run game should have the easier time of it, so we'll pick that to be the decisive factor. Two teams struggling to stay afloat in the playoff race meet on the East Coast when the Lions get 2.5 from Baltimore down from a field goal. The Ravens should be hard-pressed to keep up offensively, which will make us go with Detroit. The 2017 Toilet Bowl commences in Miami when the Fish host the Broncos in a pick'em game. Neither offense is worth a wet crap right now, so we'll ride with the better defense, which is clearly Denver. The Texans go to the Music City, getting a touchdown. It's a revenge spot for Tennessee, without even having to face Deshaun Watson this time, so we look for them to cover. The Bills have been tough at home this year, but they're in for their biggest test yet when New England comes to visit, laying 10 up from 9. They won't win, but should be able to hang close enough for the cover. The Chargers have had to live with the humiliation of being the only team to lose to the 2016 Browns for 11 months. Now they have a chance for revenge at home in the Junior College Soccer Stadium, laying 14.5 up from 13.5. Think of how bad the Clowns have been even when teams can't get fired up to beat them. Then think of this game and wince. Los Angeles rolls. There's another big potential playoff preview on the slate this week when the Panthers come to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome getting 4.5 up from a field goal. Greg Olsen won't be 100% even if he does play, so we look for the Saints to do what the Rams did to them, bounce back to win and cover in a big game after losing the previous game. The Cardinals missed their opportunity to topple the Seahawks as the it team of the NFC West. The Rams are on the verge of doing just that. They're laying 7.5 on the road. This is a classic sandwich game with the Saints just behind Los Angeles on the schedule and Philly just ahead next week, so we look for Arizona to get the back door. While the Raiders have been disappointing this year, all they have to do is look across the field in Oaktown to see a real dumpster fire. They'll be laying 10.5 to the Giants up from 8. Even with a weaker Oakland wide receiver core this week, at least they don't have Geno Smith at QB, so we'll take them. Monday night is the latest iteration of a vicious but fairly one-sided rivalry as the Steelers come to the Natty, laying 4.5 down from 6.5. In the incredibly weak AFC, somehow the Bengals are still on the periphery of the wild card hunt, so we'll take them to at least manage the cover. Now for the big three. The luckless Colts travel to Jacksonville, getting 10.5 up from 7. We correctly saw the Jags suffering a letdown last week, but this looks like a bounce back against another hapless foe. Look out, Indianapolis, because the Jaguars gonna roll. The Chiefs were on top of the world in September. The Jets were the dregs of civilization coming into the season. Much has changed. KC is laying a field goal down from 4.5 at the Meadowlands. It feels like Travis Kelce and Kareem Hunt are about at the end of their down cycle, which should help Kansas City as a whole enough to bounce back. in the 1,000-star gold-plated Lock of the Millennium for NFL Week 13 on Sunday night. Seattle tries to stay in playoff contention against the Eagles of all teams. They're getting 5.5. Philly's got to drop another game at some point, and it's clearly not going to beat any schmuck team right now. So we'll take the Hawks to cover and win outright. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.